down 476 points. The NASDAQ losing 193, and the S&P is 42 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The Alabama Senate Education Budget Committee has passed a bill that puts a cap on capital gains taxes for precious metals. The state's capital gains tax on these precious metal bullion would not be taken from an individual's gross income if the bill becomes law. It would also not provide deductions for net capital losses when the precious metal bullions are exchanged only. The bill's sponsor, Tim Melson, says the goal of this bill is to allow for the use of metal bullion as a currency in the future. The bill will now be considered by the full Senate. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An employee at the Pell City High School has resigned from his job after being charged with solicitation of a minor. Robert Evans was booked in the St. Clair County Jail earlier this week. A police investigation into Evans started when a school resource officer alerted them to a disturbance that occurred on campus. Evans worked in the athletics department as a janitor. A Mountain Brook mother has entered a plea of not guilty when it comes to the death of her 10-year-old daughter back in July of 2023. Sarah Mullican is also facing charges for speeding and attempting to elude police. All of that occurred before the crash, which ultimately killed Annabelle Mullican. The woman's other daughter was also in the vehicle during that chase and survived the crash. A trial date for Mullican and this case has not yet been set. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Welcome in the News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, or as we're calling the show online, Joey Clark Live. And, well, today the top news apparently has to do around Trump's legal matters. What a surprise. What a surprise. But Allison Sinclair, who's usually on Alabama Unfiltered, she'll be joining me here before too long, as promised. And, well, let's get into it. Because when you go to the... Occasionally it's fun to check on what, you know, the old rags are putting out there, all the regime rags, if I could talk in that manner. And occasionally, just to check my blood pressure, I go to drudgereport.com in the mornings. And it really is amazing. It still baffles me how much Drudge Report has changed over these last few years of Trump. In fact, I used to describe Trump as a walking, talking Drudge Report. No longer. Drudge Report has turned on the man. And so when you go to Drudge Report this morning, you see ominous eyes. Donald Trump's eyes, and it's a close crop shot where all you're seeing is his brow furrowed and his eyes glaring into the camera. The headlines in all red read, Supreme Court shock. Trump claims assassination privilege. Kill a rival. Kill an enemy. Kill Hillary. What if King orders coup? Man, I'm in too good of a mood today to let all this get me down. So this is apparently all over. The question of presidential immunity. Can a president actually be prosecuted for things he did while officially in office? And so what is brought up is, hey, could Barack Obama be charged for killing an American citizen with a drone? Well, the prosecutors of Trump say, well, the U.S. government has looked into that fact pattern and decided no charges could be brought. So if you are working with hand in glove with the CIA to kill Americans, that's just fine and dandy. But if there's some hypothetical privilege to assassinate, which, again, this is a hypothetical testing the lengths of what presidential immunity actually entails, well, that means he's going to kill Hillary. Do you not remember that Trump was the guy, lock her up, lock her up, and then he didn't? This is what baffles me about all this. That all of a sudden Trump is going to turn into Mussolini. Trump is going to turn into Hitler. Oh, he's just like Putin. I don't see it. What I see is a corrupt regime who doesn't want to be challenged by a wild card. And they're pulling out all the stops to try to take him down. But of course, the other case is going on there in New York City. When it comes to the catch and kill, the Stormy Daniels federal election campaign finance violation somehow or the other. And of course, there's more and more coming out from Mr. David Pecker. And then, of course, the Playboy playmate in question in this, I think Karen McDougal's her name. She didn't want to be the next Lewinsky. Were you like really young and an intern or something? Yeah, maybe one of these days, they should take responsibility. But it is interesting how they're trying to convince us how terrible Trump is. I mean, who would want to be a billionaire who sleeps with good-looking women and builds buildings and brags on TV about, I'm really rich? I mean, who wouldn't want to be that guy? Nobody wants to be that guy. Everybody wants to be meek and mild, right? Well, that ain't the America I know. But also in the news, another top court case, and this guy kind of looks like the sins he's committed. You know how the theory goes that if you commit a lot of sins in life, it shows up on your face? I mean, you can look at mine, and there's a few there. But I'm looking at the face of Harvey Weinstein. And apparently Harvey Weinstein's conviction, overturned by New York's top court, egregious improper rulings, rules the top court. It's a panel of female judges. Now, he's still going to be in prison for California charges, and he could still, I think, be charged again in some ways. But Harvey Weinstein is vindicated? No, it's just, sometimes the courts can be overzealous. Now, in more economic news that actually affects everybody, this long-term trend is not good. GDP is now slowed to 1.6%. That's about half of what it was in the fourth quarter. And keep in mind, inflation has not yet been beaten. Well, in fact, inflation is persisting. Inflation has been sticky. Even on Supercore, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. But that is the top news economically. The GDP has slowed to 1.6%. It really is not a good sign for the Biden economy. Gross domestic product, broad measure of goods and services produced in the economy. This is through January through March. Increase at 1.6% annualized pace, below the estimated 2.4%. The personal consumption expenditures price index, a key inflation variable for the Federal Reserve. I love how they just keep coming up with new stats. This is actually our marker. But consumer spending increased 2.5% in the period, down from a 3.3% gain in the fourth quarter and below the 3% Wall Street estimate. So with economic growth being weaker, as we've learned from Peter St. Onge, the jobs reports being constantly revised down. And in fact, most of the jobs are going to part-time work and the foreign-born, in fact, native-born Americans have lost almost 1.5 million jobs in the last few economic quarters. So what a miserable economy. And yet you will have Biden, you will have the propagandist, if I could use that word. They're at the New York Times and the Washington Post are surrounding the Biden White House, trying to convince you that everything is fine and dandy. Fine and dandy. And yet, it's not. Everyday Americans can see this is not a good time. And it's one of those things where you wonder, when is it going to give? Because one thing conservatives talk about constantly is that we're at a tipping point now. You had Goldwater saying, we're at a tipping point now. Oh, this election's the most important ever. If we don't win this election, the Republic is done. Yeah, but, I mean, there have been plenty of times where Republicans win and the Republic seemed done as well. But I'm not focusing on the election cycle. In fact, I think it is incredibly likely that Joe Biden will win. Why? Because he's so much better? No. Look at everything that is being thrown at Trump. The lawfare. The constant attacks in media. And for every person on the right in the base of the Trump train that gets riled up at Trump being hit hard, there are more and more folks who love to hate on Trump. The industry is back to booming. You've got all these roadblocks in his way. The huge indictment just given down in Arizona, going after all sorts of what they call fake electors for questioning an election, which is constitutional. You can question an election. And honestly, members of the Electoral College can vote how they want. But if we're going to start prosecuting people, let's start prosecuting all the Hollywood actors that called for faithless electors in 2016. But, you know, hypocrisy is the mother's milk of politics. But when you look at everything ahead of Trump, if you have to put a bunch of money, say, on the line, if you had to bet on this, you got to bet on Biden. Is that a good thing for the United States? No. But that, to me, is probably the most likely outcome. And yet, down the road, who knows what happens next? So you could say to yourself, this is the most important election in American history. Mm-hmm. But that's what we say every 4 years. What I'm worried about is not the election. What I'm worried about are the long-term trends in American history. 20 to 25, 30 years of being the dominant nation on the face of the earth. The most dominant nation. We essentially, yes, have an empire. It's what most of the international institutions, from NATO to the UN to so many others, they would not exist if not for the backing and the funding of the United States of America. And when you look at the sources of our power, our money, our world reserve status, well, how are we doing, say, in the year 2000? We're doing all right. But less and less countries are using the dollar to settle transactions in their economy. Our debt has ballooned and will continue to balloon if something doesn't change. And then when you look at the military side of things, we don't have the production capacity. We are not the same nation as in the 30s and the 40s that decided to mobilize. Maybe even too late. We're not that same nation anymore. We are being stretched thin and just trying to help arm the Ukrainians. And even with the extra arming of the Ukrainians, the Russians are outproducing and using things like artillery and the next and the next and the next, now relying on the Iranians and the Chinese and even the North Koreans for weapons. It's a different day and age. And then when you look at the fundamentals of the American economy, the trend seems to be we have to issue more and more debt for less and less growth that serves the upper class, that serves the ruling class, the politically connected, and continues to grind down underfoot everyday Americans. And then they throw you a pittance. They throw you a crutch after breaking your leg. Not good times, folks. But of course, you might be all right. I might be all right. But when you look at the nation and the way things are going, we don't come across as strong and confident, able and willing to accomplish great things. We come across as neurotic, divided, and weak while pretending we're still strong, or as strong as we used to be. Like Joe Biden's the perfect embodiment of what's happening in America. I can still go, man. I'm good. While his population says F you, at least half the population to him. America's become an old senile man. It doesn't know when to hang it up and pass it on to the next generation. Let's just hope, and I'm hoping it won't happen, but I'm thoroughly convinced we're going to have to go through some great calamity or crucible for everybody to wake up. Because right now, we can continue to paper over. Everything's fine. Don't slay my sacred cow. Just keep the gravy coming on in. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And I know that's a happy way to start the day, but let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Red Top. Yes, it is a happy way to start the day. We got a lot of good information here. And by the way, I've been listening almost all morning to the Supreme Court hearings, and I guess you probably have some too. It's pretty intense, isn't it, Dylan?
Oh, it absolutely is.
I mean, the instant they said they started with the hard questions right away, and it ain't stopped yet.
Well, and should presidents be immune from prosecution if they weren't impeached is, I think, what it comes down to here. And it could, you know, some they're using the extremes to make the point. So you're saying a president could assassinate his political opponents? I guess, but or so in the other way, if we get Trump this way, does not open up every current and ex-president to prosecution, given that And I love that aspect of it, Red Top. It's essentially essentially admitting that presidents, in the due course of their duties, have to commit crimes.
Yeah. And the whole retroactive thing is a very, very well basic. But they're about to screw a bunch of stuff up. And then I forgot which one of them was asking about the separation of powers and the impeachment and all that. Well, you know, that's all over with. So that should have been settled. This is tough. Now, let me bring up another quick point that is truly amazing and historical. 60 countries are holding elections, basically, now. Over 4 billion people are voting on this planet for the first time. And we can't say one good thing about America is responsible for that. Whatever good and evils that we spread and possess, it has had a tremendous influence. And there's never been a time in my lifetime where 60 countries are voting all at the same time. The European vote is big time because those people only vote every 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you realize that. They almost have no say in their government.
Well, especially the EU. I mean, it's so removed from accountability of the actual people. But you're seeing Europe come alive. I mean, especially the farmers and folks pushing back against the green agenda. And I think there are also a lot of folks who are tired of being sort of the puppets of the U.S., so to speak.
Yes, but you've got to admit, 60 countries, 4 billion people voting is stunning. So the world is changing. It's going to start to sway back and forth in more extremes as a result of that, because in so many countries, it's becoming the first time a lot of people ever had a chance to vote.
You know, I was talking about this, I guess, with Jeff Poor yesterday. The thing I'm most worried about is in trying to look strong, like push back the Russians or, you know, continue to help the economy, yada, 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 that we're doing things that are actually self-destructive. It's kind of like being addicted to a drug or alcohol, and you realize that, well, we got to stretch the soup. We can't just stop cold turkey. And yet, by doing that, we're just playing back into the same destructive pattern. What I mean is, say, part of this bill that just passed, the Senate just passed, the supplemental. We have now taken the Russian assets that were frozen and handed them over to Ukraine. If you're a country that's using the Western monetary system, you now know clear as day that if you get on the wrong side of the United States, all your money all over the world can be frozen and stolen. That does not create a secure world reserve currency. And there are a few other examples where we're, by trying to be strong, we're sort of pushing this new multipolar world into existence.
Yes, and the whole permanence of America being the currency of the world forever is a pipe dream anyway.
Right.
It's not realistic. And, you know, I don't see people your age group and under going for any of this crap. Their priorities are nowhere near this way. And this is kind of the priorities of the generation beyond me. It's not, even though I'm 70 years old, I'm at the tail end of that group. I'm the youngest of them. So I don't believe in that crap anyway. But anyway, we know I'm just a left-handed musician. And I've got to make sure I put this disclaimer again. The views and opinions of this caller in no way reflect the views and opinions of anybody that ever went to St. Pete. Roll Tide, no Trump. Thank you.
Smoke them if you got them. 272-9228. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And they're at Pest Pro. Ashley and that great team are ready to help you out with any of your pest control problems. You know, 'tis the season, though, to look out for termites and mosquitoes. I mean, all the little critters, all those little insects, bugs are coming to life. But when it comes to mosquitoes, you probably would want to enjoy your backyard or maybe the front porch without having to spray yourself or light up those candles that don't even work. Or it could be you're worried about your property. You haven't had it checked in a while for termites. It's better to get the treatment done before there's any damage. It's much cheaper. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover treatment or damage. So go with the cheaper option. Do some preventative maintenance there by getting Pest Pro Services out to check out your home. Make sure the termites aren't coming alive and getting into your humble abode. But of course, they can help you with all those pest control problems. And that's why I suggest when you deal with Pest Pro, you might as well make them your everyday pest control company. Call them today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team that Joey, that fellow on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available. So come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon, as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Thanks for everybody watching on the X platform, Twitter, as well as on YouTube. Just search Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the channel there. And for those just tuning in, if you're catching me online, this is just a humble little talk show out of Montgomery, Alabama. So we do what we can. We'll cover local stuff, state stuff, national, international, and we'll just be silly sometimes too. If not, sometimes downright suicidal. Depends on the news cycle. But Justice Alito just blew up the entire argument by the DOJ, claims one group. Alito, quote, if the president gets advice from the attorney general that something is lawful, is that an absolute defense? Dreeben, the prosecuting lawyer here in this case, says yes. Alito, wouldn't the president just pick an AG who'll let him do whatever he wants? Dreeben looks stunned. Apparently the AG can provide absolute immunity, but the president, who is his boss, can't. Wow. This could be going to interesting territory, and that might be the saving grace for Trump. But if all these cases continue, I just say prepare yourself for Trump losing and pray for a miracle if that's the sort of miracle you want. Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Joey, good to talk to you. I was going to call in regards to the supplemental. And you know, I'm one of those nerds that will call my congressperson, and which Mike Rogers has never not represent me in Congress. Right now, Barry Moore does. And so I called his office last week in regards to this. And first of all, one of the guys hung up on me. And then I called back and told the next person to answer, you know, you just don't hang up on constituents. And of course, I was not being rude at all. I think they just been hearing an earful. But
yeah,
the really sad part about all this was the girl that did answer, you know, her argument was a couple things. You know, the first of all, if we don't stop Putin where he is, he's going to go into NATO and take over Europe. And then the second argument they had is, well, this is really us spending $60 billion in Ukraine and all this other stuff is really going to be a boom to the economy of the state of Alabama. And I told her, I said, that is really kind of a real sad state of affairs when you're saying killing a bunch of people and producing war munitions is a economic a help for our economy. To me, that was just kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, debt finance weapons of war. Isn't that a great way to get rich?
Yeah. Right. So it's just they're saying, well, you know, we're spending $60 billion, but it's going to come back to us. And
Ask her, what do you mean by us?
Yeah. Well, then I said, well, you mean the military industrial complex who pays Mike Rogers, you know, gives him campaign donations. But then, I mean, this, I've never really been in some argument with somebody in D.C., but this thing went on for 30 minutes. And yeah, which is crazy. And then she started to get real frustrated with me and called me a Putin apologist.
Wow. Give this back to you. This is a staffer in Mike Rogers' office.
That's correct.
You know, I keep bringing up this book I've been reading this week called Human Smoke. You can understand maybe it's a lead up to World War II and what happened. So that's a pretty dark title. But it's amazing. It starts at World War I. And back then, if you opposed American entry into World War I, you were accused of being a stooge and an apologist for the Kaiser. And it's amazing how 100 years hence, nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. And how many millions of people did that war grind up?
Oh, that was... Some have described it, and I like the title, because I think it's accurate, is the suicide of Christendom. And
yeah,
it's still reverberating.
3 million people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well, the other odd part about the whole thing was, after I was called a Putin apologist and all this stuff, you know, she was pretty upset with me about it. And they're, I just don't understand kind of where their footing is on being able to fund all this stuff and at the same time not really, you know, care about where that we're keeping our borders wide open. That's what I kept telling her. I said, look, you know, we're spending all this money, but not one dime is going to go to protect our border. But of course, they didn't have any answer for that. And as they say, there's really no difference between a Republican and a Democrat, honestly.
Well, especially the moderates. The moderate has meant for a long time big warfare and big corporate welfare state. That's, you know, we'll compromise on spending more on everything in a cronyist way. Though I think the more I've looked into this, it's not so much that Putin's going to march across Europe I don't think he has the capability to do it. But they're very worried about the so-called Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. Because if you look at a map, folks, say right there on the northwest part of, I think it's Belarus, and there's Poland, and then there's that little enclave the Russians have held, thank you, FDR, called Kaliningrad. And and so right there in the heart of Europe, so there's this to connect the Baltic states, and they're like a tiny portion of this type of territory the Russians have taken in Ukraine. So there's this only little gap that the Russians control that connects the Baltic states to Poland. And so if the Russians very swiftly wanted to close that, I think the worry by a lot of Western folks is they could, no matter what we threw at them.
Yeah. It's really a sad state of affairs. Of course, none of this was going on for 4 years under Trump.
Right.
You know, and I just don't understand. I don't really know what the angle of the Biden administration is going to be when it comes to his stance on, you know, we're, if you voted for Trump, you're going to get World War III. Well, my fear, Joey, about all this is that they're teeing us up for a major conflict. And I'm now, again, this is my conspiracy person and me, but my fear is they know it's so bad, and as far as Biden possibly getting reelected, that they'd be willing to put this world through a world war to stop that from happening at this point.
Yeah. There are some, I think, that would be willing to at least flirt with it.
Yeah, and then we're flirting with it every day.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, I'll let you go too. There was an interview with the mullahs, a mullah or whoever it was, over in Iran. Did you see this?
No,
by any chance?
No, I did not.
Well, it's on video, and of course there's subtitles on it, and they're talking to him, and he starts laughing. He says, "You know what? We're watching America destroy itself. We don't have to do anything. We're just watching America slowly evaporate into a shadow of its former self." And they're just waiting us out. They're waiting us out economically to let us just spend every dime we've got, go into debt. Now our interest on our debt is as much as the military's budget. And, you know, before you know it, we're going to be so upside down. We won't be able to go, you know, push our weight around because we don't have any money to do it.
Yeah, I think
that's the serious part. It's kind of waiting us out.
That's the long game. And, you know, a principle I'm coming to is, hey, if we can defend it, let's defend it. But let's stop writing checks we can't cash. This is what Britain did in World War II. They said a war guarantee to Poland. If you go into Poland, we're going to really whoop you, Hitler. And Hitler called their bluff and almost beat them. And so I feel like the United States, especially with Eastern Europe, is in that position right now. Again, Taiwan doesn't worry me as much in the sense that I think the U.S. and its allies in that region could stop an amphibious landing. Now, China might choose to flatten it. But we need to pick, essentially, the territory we're going to defend and put a red line there and defend it, not continue to claim the entire Earth as our domain.
Yeah. Well, how about just our southern border?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a good start. Well, appreciate right, it, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Got to hit this break, and I see the lovely face of Allison Sinclair gracing the studio here. I have to be on my best behavior now. Hey, let's hit this break. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some views in the afternoon, or if you're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Turn down the music, Hippie. Thank you. At Montgomery Men's Health, they can, well, help you men out. And guys, let's just be honest. Two things can start to happen as fellas mature. One is erectile dysfunction. It's a real thing. You know what I'm talking about. And low testosterone. In fact, that could be causing you the bedroom issues. And I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of men who are a little hesitant of the normal doctor trips there. And, you know, don't put this stuff off. Don't put off these problems. Don't be embarrassed about it. Get it fixed. Especially if you notice a lack of motivation, drive, including a decrease in sex drive, loss of muscle mass, increased weight gain, unwanted. Well, you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether or not you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And then at Montgomery Men's Health, they have low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Now, that seemed like the only proper way to invite a lady onto the show. We have Allison Sinclair here in the studio. Usually you hear her from 9 till noon on Alabama Unfiltered, but she's here today. How you doing, Allison?
I don't know why. I seem to walk in, like, last time I was here, right at the live read of the erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a real
like
problem.
It's God's joke.
It's a real problem.
And so I don't know if the listeners and watchers could see me, but I just put my head in my hand and... And just listen to Joey be so professional, because, like, I giggle through the whole thing.
Well, we have a jewelry one coming up in a second,
that's
a little more fitting.
Yeah, I couldn't do what you do. But you said, don't joke about it, take it seriously. You did a great job.
Yeah, no, we've talked about it in funny ways, too. Cat can't scratch it. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. It's, again, 272-9228. Let me check something real quick. I might read something here. Allison, that came my way, because have you been seeing much of what's happened in Montgomery? Of course, what happened to Amy Dix about a week or so ago, where she was randomly shot, stray bullet.
Okay, I never knew her name. But what is going... I mean, Birmingham's bad, but right. that's bad.
Right, and the rate of homicide keeps increasing. There was a doctor there from Baptist South, I believe, who said it's not just the people who die, it's the number of gunshot wounds we had to treat. They keep going up, up, and up. And it just seems like there's no accountability, no fear in the criminals on the streets, and they ain't dumb. They know what they're allowed to get away with. So I had an anonymous person. Let's say this person's first initial is L. L wrote in saying, "Hello, Joey. I'm going to condense my story about being violently assaulted in broad daylight in a very busy and popular shopping center in Montgomery last March. Due to litigation, I will not mention the location, but I can tell you that it's very well established. I was a social worker for 33 years. I was attacked and beaten by a panhandler while on the job and with an elderly, very sick client because I refused to give him $5. I sustained mental and physical injuries that will remain with me the rest of my life. I was punched multiple times in the face and head. I blacked out and landed on the concrete sidewalk. My attacker continued to pound my head and he stomped my left thigh. My tailbone was injured. I sustained an ocular fracture and a concussion. My eyesight and hearing is very damaged. A man who was waiting for his wife at the grocery store came and saved my life. It took 4 911 calls before the police arrived, and honestly, they did not seem too concerned about finding my attacker. Another bystander informed the police my attacker was down the street at the gas station. He was arrested, and I filed assault charges. He already had 5 outstanding warrants on him. My attack was caught on video, and the police had to watch it before they would arrest him. I was told I would be contacted about his court date. The next morning, I received a phone call around 8:30 from a court official who told me that they had very good news for me. They told my attacker was going to plead guilty and all was well. All was not well for me. That is because someone at the court changed the charges from assault to trespassing. I learned later from the police chief that I would be unable to file a felony warrant for him because it would be double jeopardy. My attacker is in and out of jail, and he is still up to no good. To add insult to injury, workers' comp denied me and my employer of 33 years, victimized me again by refusing to take my calls or emails. My story is literally an onion. My husband contacted many politicians and agencies and got no response. We were in the process of fleeing the city, actually, Pike Road, when this happened to me. And we live in a neighborhood, neighboring county now. If you want more details, let me know, Anonymous. I know somewhat who Anonymous is, but well, thank you for sending me that, Anonymous. I'm happy to tell the story on air here. And it's stuff like that, because I don't know Birmingham. I know Montgomery. I've lived here my whole life. I don't feel personally unsafe. Now, I might if I went to certain parts of town, but I go about my day. I don't feel personally unsafe. I think that has something to do with being a 35-year-old guy, number one. And also I've noticed when I was living with a bunch of other guys, roommates, we had dogs, people tend not to mess with the house full of men with dogs. Like, that's just a common sense thing. I cannot imagine, being a woman in this town in certain areas. And just when you go back to the Amy Dick story, it's not even that she was supposed to be victimized. It wasn't even intended for her. And what's happening here is the percentage is still very low. Say it's half a percentage point that something like this could happen to you. Well, if that percentage, that rate of, say, violent crime, homicide, shooting, continues, just ekes up to 1%. That's a double chance of what you had before. And if you tell somebody, well, you can live in this great town, but there's a 1%, 2% chance that you might, you know, end up attacked or shot for no good reason, there are going to be people who go, well, I'm good. I'm done. I'm out of here. And Montgomery's police department is just an absolute mess. They're going to look for a new chief. I hope they find somebody who's essentially like a general that can inspire folks to go work there and to be stringent in enforcing the law and actually get things back in the right direction. I mean, you're in the Birmingham area.
Right.
So what are you seeing in that part of the state?
I mean, Birmingham, it's like every day there's another homicide and we all go, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's sad. That's tragic. That's a human life. And I think it's kind of a lot of what we're seeing in schools and in libraries and just in culture in general, we want to say, well, this is just a New York City problem. This is just a San Francisco. No, it's Montgomery. It's Birmingham. It's Prattville. I mean, do you remember the Prattville story of the girl that was raped? Yeah. I mean, like, it is in our own backyards. Yep. And what I don't understand, where is leadership in these Democrat-run cities? There seems to be no initiative whatsoever to correct this. And if you take it out to the end, it doesn't fare well for the city of Montgomery. It doesn't fare well for the city of Birmingham. It's going to start looking like San Francisco, where people just leave. So I can't figure out what their play is here.
Well, and maybe it didn't get bad enough quick enough, because there are big cities, Democrat-run big cities, Philadelphia comes to mind, where they realize, okay, we have a huge problem. Their homicide right now is down from the last year, okay. And it's because they put cops on the streets in the areas where a bunch of people were ending up shot and dead. And that, you know, I'm the type of guy who says we have too many laws. The police shouldn't be harassing folks by any means. I hate when that happens. Why, when I covered Amy Dick's story, I also brought up what happened to Stephen Perkins there in Decatur. Mm. Like, to me, it looks like that man was ambushed. Now, if he had not pulled a weapon on his own, he'd probably still be alive. But how do you know that, necessarily, that, you know, this, it was the wrong way to be done? That said, I'm in the position where I have to say we need more police. We need more cops on the streets. And, in fact, the more you have, the better and safer they'll be able to do their job. This is a nationwide problem. Mm-hmm. But it is something that we have to get a control of. Last time I talked to the mayor of the city, Stephen Reed, I asked him a very general question. Now, you've just been
he was on the show, wasn't he?
Yeah, this was January. It was right after he's reelected. And I said, so you just were reelected. What's the number one thing you want to get done in your second term? And he said, we have to get this homicide rate down. So he knows the problem. And the way he described most of the homicides in Montgomery, I think it's accurate. It starts on social media. It starts with a neighborhood beef. It starts with somebody showing, I want to be I'm the big man, the baddest on the block. And it's usually young men, young black men who know each other, and they're fighting it out. Now, sometimes it's a little more complicated than that even, but that's usually what you see. And as you pointed out, that's a tragedy. Mm-hmm. But you got to wonder, where are when those folks are shot and killed, where are their people? Where are their friends and family at city council meetings? And sometimes it gets so bad that people do show up. But it shouldn't get this bad in the first place. And, you know, I didn't expect to start today here in this first hour talking about this, but I got this note from Anonymous.
It's just, it's a good point where you say it's people that know each other. This is a cultural, this is a home issue. This is a family, the total destruction of the nuclear family. This goes back to, it's way deeper than just more police on the streets. Mm-hmm. And so we have to start addressing that. But in the meantime, it's just human nature. People don't change unless there are consequences. So unless you have serious consequences, you don't let the assaulter get away with a trespassing.
Right.
Okay, what's the incentive for him not to go do it again? I mean, honestly, if you're homeless and you're on the streets, you got nothing to do. So why not? Let's just beat somebody up today. I'll just get a little misdemeanor. I mean, we have to start having consequences, and we have to get back to putting value on the nuclear family and fathers being in the home. I don't care if you're black, white. I mean, my parents are divorced. I didn't have a father in the home.
Right.
I deal with those issues. You want to talk about our issues, our personal issues,
Joey? Don't get me started.
You know, and so, like, I experienced that loss as well. It almost seems so. There are days where I'm like, the problem of what's happening in America right now is so big, it makes me want to be like tap out. Like, how do we even do this?
Right.
But I guess it's one step at a time. So what happened with Amy Dix? I heard everybody showed up at City Hall and like rushed City Hall.
Pretty much.
And then I didn't hear anything after that. Did they do it? Did they?
Yeah. I mean, one guy demanded the mayor to resign and also know what the heck's going on with the chief of police. After that, the chief tendered his full resignation.
Right.
And now a new search is on for the chief. Amy Dix's mother, Freda Owens, got up and spoke, and I thought it was very powerful. It just showed folks that this is not, there's something added to the tragedy when it is so without purpose. Like even the guy shooting didn't think they were shooting Amy Diggs, thought they were shooting each other. And it's that sort of negligence and carelessness. Mm-hmm. That, and the way it was reported initially in the press, and they're probably getting it from the police, is non-life-threatening injuries. The woman's paralyzed for the rest of her life. She had a bullet go through her shoulder and her lung. She had no blood pressure on the scene. That sounds pretty life-threatening to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Anonymous is messaging me saying the assault charges were being changed to trespassing. It's one way things are getting watered down in terms of crime stats in the city.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder how much goes unreported, especially when it's not necessarily violent crime, but it's theft and all sorts of other things that go on that can also hurt a community. But hey, we've got a lot of calls rolling in here, so
no way.
Let's go to
that's
line
exciting.
One. You're on there. Who's this? Hello? Anybody there?
This is when it's scary. Do you get nervous when Eddie's not here to screen your calls?
Well, I'm worried that somebody like called in and had a heart attack.
Hello?
Or something. Hey, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kilroy.
Hey, Kilroy. Good
What's
to hear from
up,
you.
Kilroy?
Hey, y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
Nice to see you, or hear you, Allison. Missed you this morning.
Thank you. I missed y'all. I was in the moldy, cigarette-smelling state house. That lovely place.
Yeah. Well, Joey, you mentioned that you're not living in fear, and I'm not saying live in fear, but because you're a 35-year-old man.
Sure, I think that plays into it.
I'm not much of one.
Don't get me started. Personally.
34-year-old man. You know, we're about...
Yeah.
We're about the same age. Don't have that mindset of like, well, it doesn't happen to me, you know, it can't happen here. Unfortunately, I had that mindset until my daughter was kidnapped, and it was reinforced when our close friend Amy Dix was shot.
Yeah.
Another friend of mine, my wife's, was leaving the casino and robbed. They took his gun and actually shot him in the head. He's alive, he's okay, but his attacker was arrested and has since been released, charges pending. He's still out there. You can't have this mindset of like, oh yeah, that's a New York thing, that's a big city thing, it's only a 0.5% chance, that it's too late once it happens to you. You've got to be vigilant everywhere you go, especially in this city, at every red light, with every panhandler, coming out of every store. There are gas stations being shot up.
I hear where you're coming from, man. That's what I talked about. Even if the chances are small, even if they go from 0.5% to 1-2, that's still not a good thing. That still means there's very much a chance there.
Have you ever played poker?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that there's only one card left that can come out and beat you, and it does?
Yep.
I just don't trust the odds.
Well, and I'm with you there. I was just stating the obvious, though. I can walk around, I've noticed, most places, and nobody will even look at me. It's kind of a privilege,
Joey,
of being a fella.
So sad.
It's not
you
sad.
Got fabulous hair. They're looking.
Okay, yeah.
You know the swish. Ladies are looking.
Now,
he's
don't
got that
get,
perfect
y'all,
swish.
Y'all stop it. Just stop it right now. Stop it talking to me.
But it is, and it goes back to, you know what? There's a difference in men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who
but,
knew?
You know, to Greg's point, it could happen to anybody, especially when it's a random thing, like you're caught in the crossfire.
And you can't be the
And I'm sorry to give away your name. Sorry, Kilroy.
Hey, Kilroy, come on now.
Come on, Kilroy.
Wait, I didn't even hear you say it.
Yeah, it was just...
Nobody heard it.
It was casual.
It was casual.
Greg Budell. This is Greg Budell.
Craig? Yeah, Craig. Is
Craig.
Yeah, that's your real name, right? Craig.
So what's the answer, Kilroy? Like, what do people need to start doing? What is our leadership in our cities? Even small towns.
I don't have any faith in the leadership, and it wouldn't have helped Amy out, but everybody needs to be carrying to be able to defend yourself. I don't know what else to come down to. We're supposed to have 500 cops in Montgomery. We have about 190. You can't count on them. I hate to say it.
Well, I appreciate the call, man. I got it my top of the hour break here.
Yes, sir.
Kilroy, folks, and before we hit the top of the hour, let's talk a little bit about something, somewhat of a pick-me-up. Of course, talking about Dillon Rings. And there at Dillon Rings, they can help you out. They're a full-service jewelry shop. So it, when it comes to anything you might want when it comes to your jewelry, like, say, a spa treatment. You like going to the spa? Your jewelry will like it as well. Like, you can get it all shiny again, reset stones. And then the selection they have there is just incredible. I almost wanted to go into a Trump...